And it's time for On Duty and On Air with DK and Cassie. Joining me in studio, it is Deputy Kanizi. And with the last day of school here and summer on the horizon, we want to talk a little summer safety today.
That's right, summer safety.
Lay it out for us, buddy. What do we need to know? What do kids need to know? What do you see a lot of this time of year that we could hopefully avoid this summer?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you right now, it's like the vibe is 100% last day of school. Kids seem feverish, ready for summer, right?
Straight feral.
Oh, yeah. And so with that, they get into summer. And sometimes we make some poor decisions. And the big thing is we really just want kids to just be safe, make good choices throughout the summer.
Right, right.
And so one of the things that we've been noticing a lot lately is we've been seeing a lot of crashes happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of them are completely, totally avoidable. Most of them. I would say the majority of them are. And so really what we'd like everyone out there is to just focus. Just pay attention to what's going on around you.
Right.
You don't have to go super fast, because if you're driving too fast because you might be a couple minutes late, but then you get in a crash, like, does it really even matter?
Then you're real late.
You're not going to make it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So, and it's only fun to get to the places that you're excited to go to if you make it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it is. That's something that we've been seeing a lot go on here recently, is just a lot of car crashes. And so everybody getting out of school, like, be safe, make good choices, wear your sunblock.
Yeah.
You know, water safety, pay attention to your surroundings, and drive slow. Put your seatbelt on.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Put your seatbelt on and put the phone down.
Absolutely.
And if you're old like me, turn your music down so you can see better.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's a legit thing. Yeah. Water safety is a big one, too. Obviously, we have a lot of really cool area rivers, lakes, whether you're going to, you know, the Applegate, or you're going to go play on the Rogue, or wherever it may be, water safety is huge.
Yeah. You know, and the big thing that we always are trying to stress to people out in the community, not just, you know, the youth, is you really should not be swimming alone. Don't swim alone. If something happens to you, who's going to be there to help you? Call emergency services,
right?
Whatever the case might be.
Exactly.
You know? So
exactly.
Never swim alone.
And it could be as simple as a leg cramp that takes you down because the waters are still really cold, and that will happen.
Really cold. And some people, you jump in that freezing cold water and it's hot outside. It's a shock to your system.
Right.
And it's happened. People jump into really cold water and they don't ever come back up.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, shout out to the Active Club too. They have put life jackets at all of our boat ramps. Like, it is there for the using. Yeah, so
no excuse. No excuse. Be safe. Always be safety minded when you're doing these fun activities over the summer.
That's right. Exactly. Any other thoughts for us that you have?
You know, I'll say this. I'm excited for the last day of school. However, there's a lot of students that I'm going to miss, a lot of staff that I'm going to miss, you know?
Yeah.
And I really hope they have a great, safe summer, and I cannot wait to see them next school year.
Definitely. So being a student resource officer, when summertime hits, do you just then like hit standard patrol, or what's your plans?
Typically, that usually is something that we would normally do, but we really get most of our training done in the summertime because we try not to take a bunch of time away from the schools while school's in session.
So gotcha.
We utilize those summer months to go to conferences, do, you know, some high speed training, you know, get us ready for the next school year.
Exactly. Yeah. That's when you got to crack books, is in the summertime when the kids are putting them away.
That's right.
Awesome. 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 Well, kids, yes. So excited for you to have your last day of school. There's so much, you know, like you said, they're just like on feverish about like getting out there and doing all the fun things. But it's only fun if you get there safely, if you get back home safely, and no accidents while you're out and having a great time. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for keeping everyone safe out there. Appreciate it. Enjoy your summer and your training. That's going to be fun.
I know. I'm excited. And I'm going to Georgia and Florida this summer.
Hey. Oh, I was just talking this morning. You know, the group Florida-Georgia Line, you know, they broke up. And now they are dropping clues that they've gotten back together.
I wonder if it's because they know I'm coming.
Probably. That's probably it. Awesome. Well, we'll keep randomly checking in with you throughout the summer, and then we'll definitely hit this up again as the school year commences. Right now, that's like a dirty word. We can't say that. It's just the start of summer. But have a really great time. And
thank you.
Remember, just pop by anytime, all right? Because there sounds is some good. Other summer safety things that I'm sure we need to be Absolutely. Reminded of as time goes on. And yeah, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Cass. You're the best.
It's good.